This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephanie with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Rolling back into the focus on today, this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. From the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband in a manner of speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family, explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single thing people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, and then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting deleting it.
Yeah, you can block him and everything. But this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, leave me alone if you love me. Okay, some good news about a wonderful family that adopted an elderly neighbor, calling this man an honorary grandpa for heartwarming moments. Moved from Texas to the East Coast, this family adopted a neighborhood senior who jumped in when they moved into the neighborhood to welcome them. 82-year-old Paul Callahan brought the Carabello family some warmth and sunshine and love. And so the family's bonded. The youngsters, there are 8. Have I got this right? They have eight youngsters in this family? Woo-wee! This fellow, his wife passed away, I guess, a few years ago, and he's looking for...
Months ago. 6 months ago. Well, not 6 months ago, but 6 months before the family moved to the neighborhood.
Okay.
So he was still, I think we can call that freshly widowed.
Yeah, right. So under the circumstances, he had time. He had his ability to, to teach youngsters. I've found that to be the case. I'm teaching my grandchildren a lot of things that are practical. That maybe their fathers know something about, maybe they don't. But it's different coming from the grandfather than it is from the father. It just is. Like grandmothers and mothers, it's a whole different thing because there isn't the pressure on the grandparents to make sure that it's all right, except it is usually all right. I know that I'm very conscious of my role with my two grandsons, and it's, I can feel it coming back to me, especially with Miles, who's now, he'll be 9 in December. He's very observant, and he loves the things that he can do with me, and I love the way he just kind of dances around when I show up. Gramps, what are we going to do? So that's a good, that's a wonderful thing for both that fellow who's 82 and the neighbors.
Well, and it's also a reminder to check on your neighbors who are older and do live alone. And because some people don't have any family, not only around them or near them, but period. Some people are truly alone. And it just, I think a lot of people, they need that camaraderie. They need that human interaction.
Yep. Here's something you will identify with for sure. Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today there are many families who give their children responsibility. And there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that says,
"They're
congratulations,
offering $50." Yeah.
Right. If you're reading this, you got $50. But here's the catch. The note continues. "However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot." And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media and saying, they, not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, "Once when we sent our son off to a Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked if he found the money. He said, 'What money?'"
Oh, no.
There you go. "When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went. When he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time."
Mm-hmm.
It's really, because that's, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age. And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? Do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down. Don't have too many shoes down by the door. Take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2.5 and he has chores. He has to help clean his.
Does he? What does he do?
Yeah, he has to help clean his toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because, again, he's 2.5. But he does do that. He has the chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah, I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then, that's a good deal, frankly. It's a very good deal. Okay, another name in the news is Eric Kilburn. Eric Kilburn is a youngster who has 20, his shoe size is 23. All right? They don't actually make most of the major shoe manufacturers do not make a size 23 shoe. So apparently the opportunity came for somebody, this guy's, a sophomore in high school, right, in Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore.
Very young.
Size 23 shoe.
He is so tall. He's 6'10". Uh-huh. He was wearing a size 22 shoe, which was too small, and so he was having feet problems, and nobody makes a size this big, so you have to do special order, and a pair costs over $1,000. They started this GoFundMe. I think an aunt started this GoFundMe for him, just like $3,500 enough to buy two pairs of shoes. That's all they were looking for. And the whole thing went viral to the point where big-name companies started donating shoes, and the problem is they can't donate him directly to this team because of those different legalities of high school students being kind of like paid to play kind of situation. So they donated it to the school, and then the school gifted it to the team.
So Shaquille O'Neal gets in on the act. Every time he finds somebody like this, he will work to find him shoes or whatever it is. He has Reebok as a sponsor, so apparently they're hoping to come up with a size 20. Shaq wears a 22, so they can't be made on the they're not on the rack either. And you know what they am I crude by referring to the size of one's feet or one's hands, what that means in a man? Is that crude?
What's it mean, Doug? I'm not familiar with this. Please elaborate.
Yes, you are. James, do you know to which I am referring?
No.
Okay, good. Well, that's refreshing. Jay will fill you in during the next commercial.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I can do that quickly, but I'm not doing it on the air. It has to. Well, I can probably allude to it this way. Let's see how the people are now, because they know where I'm going with this. They're eager to see how I get out of it, because I've just kind of stuck, if you'll pardon the pun, my foot in my mouth. But it has to do with one of your appendages.
Which How's one?
That? The one that's that's important if you want to reproduce. How's that? That good? It's the reproductive side of things. You get that now, James? You okay? Maybe I should find out what size shoe he wears.
Oh,
James.
Okay.
Oh, what? HR!
No, we're
HR.
Good. We're good. Right, we're cutting it off.
Can't do that.
We're
okay.
Cutting it off.
All right.
Hard stop.
HR.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Better way to enjoy than get out and have some fun. Take a good walk with your dog, your pet. I don't know. You can't take a cat far next time from the pet show. You ever take cats out on a walk? Who takes cats out?
Of course.
Really?
All of the cats I've lived with walked on a leash and harness. And in fact,
really?
I would say a percentage of my listeners have taught their dogs, their cats rather, to walk on a leash and harness.
Okay. Well, good for them. Somebody sent me a question. Listen, what do you want me to, where do we go with that conversation? When pets die, how are their remains handled? This is something I read. This is L.A. Magazine, coming back from L.A. The last time when I was out there for the Gracies a couple of weeks ago. I grabbed the L.A. I like the L.A. Not the L.A. Times. I don't like the L.A. Times. The L.A. Magazine, though, is always interested. So there's a section. You probably know this section. Written by Chris Lamag, and I think that's probably short for L.A. Mag, but I like the name Chris Lamag. How about that? Anyway, when pets die in L.A., how do their remains get handled? And so I thought that was an interesting question, not just for L.A., but in general. What happens to a pet? Do they get buried in cemeteries? I know that there's a part of a pet cemetery in Forest Lawn, isn't there? Don't I remember that somewhere out there?
I'm not sure there's one at Forest Lawn, but, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic because it depends on your relationship with your pet. Some people consider this their dog or this their cat, or someone like you or someone like myself, this is my family member that has four legs.
I have Charlotte's remains, her ashes, in the nightstand by my bed.
I have right now, alongside my desk, I have the ashes of several of my pets, and in my night table upstairs where I sleep is my collar. Is not my collar, but I caught from the first dog I ever lived with, Smokey. So, you know,
I have Charlotte's collar. Yes. I have her on the night post, that side of the bed by where the ashes are. I have her collar, and I have her leash.
Well, let me throw something at you, okay? And I talked about this on my show. Are there times when you're by yourself that all of a sudden you smell Charlotte? Or a dog or a cat? It happens to me.
That's very interesting you ask that question. I was changing the sheets the other day on my bed. Isn't it funny? This is like synchronicity with my friend Uri Geller. The same sort of thing, thinking about what it is that what is there about that odor, if that's what it is, or that not fragrance, but the smell, the scent, maybe that's the better word for it, that is part of it. And you know what? It may come from the leash and the collar that I have hanging on the bed.
I know, call me eccentric and get online, but no. I just think it's in the brain. I think that there are certain smells that you live with that make you feel good, that make you calm and comfortable. For some people, it's a certain smell on a candle. Some people, it's a different smell. For me, there are times, and I can't explain it, but there are times I might be sitting around or writing my show, or I'm putting a thing together in terms of whether dogs are wagging their tail left or right, what that means. But the bottom line is sometimes that smell will just come into my mind, and sometimes a tear will come out of my eye, or sometimes a smile, thinking of something stupid that they did.
Yep.
I think people don't talk about it, but I think people's memories of their pet vary from scent to sound. Some people say they hear their dogs.
I think I thought at first, after Charlotte died in 2015, I'd had her for almost 15 years, the urge to not have another bulldog. I was with somebody at the time, and we adopted a Staffordshire. Great, great, wonderful, wonderful dog. And then she and I went our separate ways, so I got Daisy. I thought at first I didn't really know that I wanted to have another bulldog, but I am so happy to have this dog. She is so wonderful. She's different than Charlotte, but yet she reminds me of Charlotte in a very good way. And the love, I just love, love, love this little girl.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, with a trip to the Middle East through the early part of this week, saying one crucial part of his ongoing effort in the region is to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict from becoming a wider war.
Use the influence, the relationships with different parties in the region to try to avoid escalation.
Blinken is denouncing calls by some Israeli officials for Palestinian resettlements outside of Gaza. He stressed getting more aid in will also be key. President Biden may have complete confidence in Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, but GOP lawmakers are announcing plans to impeach him. It comes as Austin faces backlash for a lack of transparency when his recent hospitalization went unreported to the White House for several days. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana plans to introduce articles of impeachment today. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Good Day program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. Just got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is I think this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun. And so this guy goes after the robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really, do you really mean what you just said? The world talking about that. Can you imagine that today all people talked about was the Sikh who... hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
Yeah.
Yes, the great Sikh cover-up.
Right. No, but I get your point. But
yeah, we're going to change. You've inspired me.
Yeah,
by Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is, we're not talking about
get
that.
Rid
Let's
of
talk
it.
About the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump?
It isn't redundant.
He's the problem.
He's ungiving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to.
You got it, folks, so you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster homes. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries, funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know, when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Max?
Yeah, we do. Especially like one of those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit.
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told that she's too young to do something. And she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. The parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do...
What does that teach?
Yeah. It teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her, she should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the 6th grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. And volunteers in the local food bank as well, and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit, I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. They think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need
to have yourself a head exam.
The only
Thank
constant
you.
In your life is you.
Yep. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They have stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet...
Yeah,
sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep, acts of kindness, if you will. Okay, here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works, and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not... I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, they'll be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing, what a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together. They, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like, with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag, a good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, think, as it were. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, time for Good Day Health. Continuing with our focus on Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has two very formidable websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yep, he is the Forbidden Doctor. And then there's JackStockwell.com. He's a NUCA chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner. So the NUCA stuff, you can proceed to figure that out at JackStockwell.com. And then the GAPS stuff is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you get the Lee enzymes and that sort of thing. So every week we get together as part of his hour-long Good Day Health show, and he's brought to us by the secret to success in weight loss, Calitrin, which we'll talk about a little bit as we go through this portion of the program. There's a question that came from a listener that I thought I would ask you before we go into walking and stuff. The temperature of an air conditioner. What's the ideal room temperature? I suppose we could say this. I was in a hotel on Saturday night, and I always fiddle and fuss with the air conditioning because it never really works right. I always feel it's either too cold or too hot. But I guess I thought I would ask you, expert on all things regarding health, what's the right temperature to stay cool and be healthy? You got a thought on that?
Yeah, whatever. What I like personally is the temperature that a light cover over me when I'm sleeping, like a sheet. Yeah. If I need more than a sheet, it's too cold. And if a sheet is too warm, then it's too warm. But when you go to hotels and places like this, all too often the thermostat is too near the air exhaust.
Yeah.
So one little corner is going to be cold and the rest of it is going to be too warm.
Yeah.
So you know, that one thing to watch out for. But again, it's whatever's comfortable. For me personally, I just like a light sheet over me when I sleep. That's the perfect temperature for me. A blanket is too, it's just too cold.
I have a sheet and this little flannel sheet that I put on top of it. That is what I consider to be the comfort
that's
zone.
Perfect.
Yeah, right.
Probably
all these damn, every time you go to a hotel, or a lot of people are doing it at home, they have these duvets, these heavy, heavy things. They're not good for you. They cause sweat, and in the sweat are germs and mites and molds and whatever else crawling around in your nose and your ears and your mouth while you're asleep. Yeah.
How's that for a picture?
Parking lot and slipping your car.
All right. There's a new study that suggests that walking, this is duh, can help your heart. But, as always with Jack, there's always a but. So what's the but?
Well, it's in the journal Circulation. It's probably the most popular peer-reviewed peer-reviewed cardiac magazine from the American Heart Association is suggesting that a simple daily 20-minute walk will take the place of vigorous physical activity. I mean, there's things out there that say you need 150 to 300 minutes. I mean, 300 minutes is 5 hours of moderate intensive physical activity. Well, this study that was just recently published said, no. And I don't mean just a tiny little stroll. I mean a walk that where you don't lose your breath. If you lose your breath when you're walking too fast.
Really?
But you want to walk fast enough that you can that you're going to get some exercise. But
I thought that was called conditioning. So I thought that was conditioning. That was called when you push yourself, whether it's in the gym or whether you're walking, whatever it is. No pain, no gain?
That's not true. That's an absolute false thing. And what this study is showing in the people that they studied, especially, it came out of the Medical University of South Carolina. And what they found is that just a 20-minute walk to the daily routine was just as effective for working with body weight, for blood pressure, for blood sugar levels, as very heavy, vigorous workout. And a lot of people simply won't do it because they don't want the heavy, vigorous workout. So what I do is my office is on the 6th floor of the office building where my clinic is. I walk up 5 flights from the 1st floor up to the 6th floor. When I get up there, I'm telling you, I'm out of breath. But I get my breath back pretty quick.
Yeah.
And my brain is energized. My muscles are energized.
Conditioning.
And I shoot through the morning. Yes.
Conditioning. Yeah. Yep. Also, a good way to you were going to finish the sentence.
Well, we just want to improve the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. The 3 major ones, body weight, blood pressure, blood sugar, and just 20-minute walk a day, not a stroll, a good, crisp walk, is just as effective as very heavy, vigorous workout.
On to Ken. All right, so a good way to lose weight, too. Collagen, protein, the enzymes, the digestive enzymes, very similar to Lee enzymes and aloe vera. Main ingredients of Calitrin, so it helps you lose the weight. Check it all out at toploss.com, if you please. Jack Stockwell, here on the Good Day Health Program, with his words of wisdom. And they are words of wisdom. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.